two, and the winner is... Our number one guy, White Cowbull, doesn't just win it on points. He really does look like Custer's conqueror. Here is his story. White Cowbull, a 28-year-old Oglala Sioux warrior, said he was hanging out in the Cheyenne camp that Sunday morning with a Cheyenne buddy named Roan Bear. He, Roan Bear, was a fox warrior, belonging to one of that tribe's soldier societies, and was on guard duty that morning, White Cowbull recalled in a battlefield interview with David Humphreys Miller. He was stationed by the Shahila Cheyenne medicine teepee in which the tribe kept their sacred buffalo head. When word of Reno's attack on the Hunkpapa end of the village swept the Cheyenne camp, White Cowbull watched Cheyenne war chief Two Moon lead his men out to meet the American attackers at a gallop. But neither he nor Roan Bear joined the departing warriors because of Roan Bear's duty to guard the sacred buffalo head. The two of them had just settled down to telling each other some of our brave deeds in the past when another alarm ran through the camp, this time announcing that the Americans were charging to attack the village at Medicine Tail Coulee across the river from the Cheyenne camp. Happily considering themselves free to join the fight against this immediate threat, White Cowbull and Roan Bear ran to the river, where they found Bobtail Horse, White Shield, Calf, and a couple of other warriors, most without guns. On the other side of the Little Bighorn were 200-plus 7th Cavalry troopers, who charged to the river's edge in hot pursuit of a handful of Indians. Alternately identified as Crazy Horse's Cheyenne decoy scouts by Sioux warrior Foolish Elk and as Five Sioux by Sioux warrior White Cowbull and George Bird Grinnell's Cheyenne informants. The Indians whipped their ponies across the ford at Medicine Tail Coulee moments ahead of the Americans. I had never seen white soldiers before, White Cowbull recalled, so I remember thinking how pink and hairy they looked. White Cowbull and the other defenders threw up a light screen of fire to cover the fleeing Indians' escape. The American soldiers halted on the opposite shore and dismounted, waiting there a few minutes until a man in a buckskin jacket shouted something and they all came charging at us across the ford. White Cowbull said, "I gave the man in the buckskin jacket my attention." Cheyenne warrior Bobtail Horse fired first, and White Cowbull saw an American soldier on a gray horse fall out of the saddle and hit the water. White Cowbull said, "The other soldiers were shooting at us now. The man who seemed to be the soldier chief was firing his heavy rifle fast. I aimed my repeater at him and fired. I saw him fall out of his saddle and hit the water." Then an amazing thing happened. White Cowbull said as soon as the officer on the sorrel horse with four white stockings hit the water, the American charge came to an immediate and complete halt in the middle of the river. White Cowbull said that Custer's men all reined up their horses and gathered around where he had fallen. White Cowbull said he saw several American soldiers quickly dismount in the middle of the river and apparently pull the fallen officer's body out of the water. The American soldiers who jumped in the river were probably one or more of the four Custer family members with Custer when he fell, including his brothers Thomas and Boston. White Cowbull said the officer he shot in the middle of the Little Bighorn was wearing buckskin and riding a sorrel horse with four white stockings. He said the officer had a mustache and a big hat and was firing his heavy rifle fast as he led the charge across the Little Bighorn. Based on the eyewitness accounts of Custer's appearance and gear on June 25, 1876, by 7th Cavalry survivors Edward Godfrey and Peter Thompson, the man who White Cowbull shot can only be George A. Custer.